Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Kaylin Women in Business. Join Sandra Levitin as she talks with savvy women who are living and working their passion every day.
Hello, and welcome to Kaylin Women in Business. I apologize for that. Sometimes it gets stuck. Hello, and welcome to Kaylin Women in Business. I'm your host, Sandra Levitin. Today, we'll be talking with Chris Cavanaugh, who provides the coaching services to business owners, board members, and senior management who are feeling stuck or overwhelmed with their lives. Through her coaching program, she helps her clients take back control by learning to become CEO of their life. Unlike most life coaches, Chris employs a very business-like, strategic planning approach and structure that empowers them with the ability to quickly move forward through difficult obstacles to achieve their goals more easily and consistently. Chris's clients experience a higher quality of life by the end of their coaching programs, allowing them to gain a deeper sense of well-being and satisfaction in every life area. The title of her show today is Living Your Life on Purpose. If you've ever opened your eyes in the morning and internally felt a deep sigh ripple through your body before you even get out of bed because you knew it meant you would have to face a day full of challenges and an ever-growing feeling of being overwhelmed with your life, then my interview today with Chris Cavanaugh will definitely interest you. During our time together, you're going to learn the definition and benefits of a thriving quality of life, and you'll have an opportunity to receive Chris's new book containing three powerful steps to live your life on purpose, to have the life you've always dreamed about. He's also one of our Kaylin Women and a regular contributor to our online magazine. Chris, I want to welcome you to Kaylin Women Business. It's great to have you on our show today.
Thanks, Sandra. I'm really excited about being here.
Wonderful. You know, Chris, I love what you do because I, too, have those days, more than I like to count, that I have to face challenges, and I fight every day trying to live my life on purpose. Explain to us what that means, living your life on purpose.
Well, in a nutshell, when you live your life on purpose, you're constantly thinking far ahead. You're being proactive, not reactive. And I think most people get caught in the trap of kind of putting out fires all around them and spending all of their energy doing the immediate rather than taking a pause and thinking about, well, if I do this right now, how is that going to affect my long-term goal of X? So living your life on purpose is really a totally different mindset.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Oh, it absolutely makes sense, and I have to fight myself with that every day again. You know, it's, you get, I don't know about you, but I get so many people contacting me that want me to do this and want me to be a part of that. And I really have to sometimes sit back and say, okay, just like you said, you know, is this, how is this going to benefit me? How is this going to help me move forward with what I want to do?
Absolutely.
You know, so how long have you been a life coach?
I have been a life coach officially for about 2 years. I've actually just changed my title from life coach to CEO catalyst. And the reason I did that is because I found that that really does define exactly what I do in terms of how I help people change their mindsets to become CEO of their life.
Right. And I know that you changed the title of your website to shift.
To begintoshift.com. The name of my company is Shift. I've completely rebranded over the last 6 months.
I know. How has that gone?
It's going great. A lot of people see the new company name and they get it. The old company name was good, but the new company name and the new branding and the new way I'm presenting myself has really done a whole lot with getting down to the nitty-gritty of what I am able to do for somebody.
Right, and is that what was the, you know, catalyst, so to speak, of the reason you changed it?
I found the first year or so that I was in business that I was helping people, but I was constantly having to really try to help them explain what it was that I did. And after I went through the branding program to really define my uniqueness and pull out all of the things that I actually do well and what my philosophies were and how I approach coaching, it gave me just such a well-rounded, really great way of presenting it so that I still have to explain it, but it doesn't take as long.
Right, right. And I understand that because, you know, so many times I go to some of these coaching websites and I really don't know what they do. You know, I mean, they talk about coaching, but they kind of fall into the same category as everybody else, and so I have to really dig deeper to find out what it is that they really do. And I love your new site because it does tell you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh,
I put a lot of work into it.
I understand completely. You know, well, when did you realize that you said 2 years ago, but what happened that made you realize that this was what you wanted to pursue?
Well, it started out, I went through about a 20-year stretch of job hopping. And what I mean by job hopping is that I would get a job, I would do the job really well, I would get bored with the job, I would change jobs, or I would get laid off, or I would hit a glass ceiling, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, about 3.5 or 4 years ago, I was in a job that I liked what I was doing for my clients, but I was really annoyed at the company itself. And they were just, there was a lot of stuff going on internally that was extremely frustrated. And I got to a point as to where I was so frustrated that I decided my mental health was much more important than my paycheck. And so my husband graciously allowed me to quit and to find something else to do. But
right.
At that time, I think I was 39. Yeah, I think it was 39 or 38 at the time. And I really didn't want another paycheck. I wanted a career, and I wanted to be passionate about what I was doing. So I went on a career quest, and I spent a year and a half searching for the right career. Now, I worked. I mean, I did odd jobs. I freelanced. I did whatever I had to do to pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't until about a year later that I came across coaching, and it was like a light bulb went on. Because my whole life, I've always been an encourager, a motivator. I've always helped people achieve whatever it is they wanted to do from a supportive point of view. But when I found out that all of those skills and talents that I naturally had, I could actually own my own business and do it and make money, I was thrilled. I mean, what a fantastic thing to actually work and have it not feel like work. I love my job.
Oh, I agree with you. As soon as I figured out that Kaylin Wim was what I really wanted to do, and it finally just, like you said, a light bulb went off, and I don't feel like it's work. It's not work. I get up in the morning, I you know, work on the magazine, and then I do my writing on my book, and it just doesn't feel like work. And sometimes I feel guilty because it doesn't feel like work.
But that's the way it should be for everyone, and that's one of the things that I try so hard to get people to understand. Is that your entire life should not be filled with jobs that you hate. I mean, granted, there are going to be times in your life where you don't like where you are and you kind of feel stuck, and maybe you have to choose to be in that environment because something else is a priority which requires you to stay there. But there should be periods of your life where you are absolutely in love with what you do, or at least you enjoy what you do.
Right. And you know, I've talked about this with several other women that I've been on the show. You know, there's so many women that I talk to, even some very close friends, you know, they are all have either reached 50 or are approaching 50 or in their 60s, you know, and for the first time in their life, their kids are gone and, you know, or whatever, they've gotten a divorce or whatever. And now for the first time in their lives, they're actually able to stop for a minute and go, okay, well, what is it that I want? But now they're going into the panic mode. Okay, well, how do I figure that out? What's the first step? Where do I go, you know, to find out what that passion is even?
Exactly.
You know, so what are your suggestions?
Well, I think the first thing I always tell potential clients, because this is what usually happens. A potential client will either find me through social media, or they'll read an article that I write, or they'll meet me at a networking event. And I'll tell them, you know, I'm a CEO, catalyst, and life coach. And what I do is help people who are stuck in neutral take back control of their lives to get what they want out of it. You know, that's the quick 1-minute commercial. that I tell people.
Right.
I say it
right.
in more detail. But overall, when they hear that, they're like, well, what do you mean? And so I go into a little bit more detail, and I usually tell some sort of a story or share with them that most people are so overwhelmed because they're reacting to their life that they never take time to plan what it is that they want for their life. Mm-hmm. And as a coach, that is one of the benefits that I provide, is I get to talk to my clients really in depth. Well, what is the vision of the, let's say, relationship area of your life? What is the vision for the personal development area of your life? What is the vision for the friend area of your life? You know, and I break life into 12 areas. So after we create these visions, then it's just a matter of establishing a strategic game plan. And along the way, I teach my clients how to be a CEO of their life. And what I mean by that is a CEO of a company, their job description requires that every day that they get out of bed, the moment they hit the floor and head towards the office, they are responsible for that company. That's what they're being paid to do. And because they are responsible for it, everything they do, from attitude to thought to action to planning to everything, has to be about the company's success. So their whole mindset is, what am I doing today to make sure my company is successful tomorrow? Well, if people would use that mindset in their own personal life, where they wake up every day and they say, what am I doing today to make sure I have a successful life? That is such an incredible and bold and deep mind shift that you can't help but get success when you think that way.
Right. No, I agree with you. That's definitely so very true. You know, and you were talking about 12 things. You know, what are those 12 things? Or do you have them written down, or do you remember them?
You know, it's funny. I do this all the time, and all the time I forget a couple. It's like my brain has so much information in there, it just can't hold it all anymore, which is why I always say, hold on, I know where that is. Which, you know what, I believe that there's a point in your life where you don't have to know everything. You can simply say, hold on, I'll get it. Because why do you have to store information that you know where you can get it?
I'm 53 years old and going through menopause, so I don't even deign to even try to tell people that I will remember anything, because I don't, and I just tell them, okay, you just have to wait a moment and let the menopause pass, and then.
Here are the ones I can remember off the top of my head, and I'm going to try and do them alphabetically, because this is how I remember. You've got your appearance, which is the way you look, the clothes you wear, you know, just kind of how people see you. You've got your career. You've got your health. You've got your personal development. You've got friends. You've got family. You've got relationship, which is typically your spouse or your partner. You've got, what am I missing? I don't even know how many that was. You've got spirituality. You've got service. And again, I'm missing two more. But, I mean, that's kind of like a breakdown of how I look at a person's life. And we literally develop visions for every single area. Everyone.
Well,
because if you're...
important. I mean, that's so important.
Absolutely. If it's like a wheel. If a wheel is not a circle, it's not going to serve whatever the wheel is on correctly. So in order for you to manage your life in a healthy way, you have to make sure that you are addressing every area. Now, that's not all the time, but you have to make sure you at least know what you want to happen so that you can focus on it when you need to, or shift gears when you have time to.
Okay. That makes sense, because I always get, you need to have every aspect of your life in sync, and it all needs to be, working and everything. That's hard. I mean, that is hard to every single day have every aspect of your life working in sync.
And that's a fallacy. You don't have to have it every day. Here's what needs to happen. Seriously. Here's
what
needs to happen.
So many women think that, though.
But that's why there is so much stress in the world.
Because people think
they have to be perfect. You don't have to be perfect. What you have to do is know what's a priority. I always say to people, not to use real, I mean, I use the word balance because that's a catch term that people understand, but I think the better word is harmony. Because with balance, the image that I get is having to juggle all 12 balls of your life at the same time. That's balance. Whereas harmony is you see all 12 balls, but you're only tossing a couple up in the air at the time, and you're only focusing on one of those balls at any specific time. Not all of them. You can't focus on all of them. You can only focus on one at a time.
Right, and well, let me tell you what, you have given me an epiphany.
Well, good, share, please. What's the epiphany?
No, because this is what I have done. This is what I've had those, but I come from the old methods and stuff. You know, you just got to have all those balls in the air all at the same time, and you got to be juggling them on a daily basis, you know, and trying to get all of them to work together and, you know, and to balance and everything like that. And it is maddening at times. And so now you're sitting here telling me, okay, well, they just need to be in harmony with one another, not necessarily balance. Well, that is like a huge awakening.
Well, good. I wish more women would remember that. People, it doesn't have to just be women, but in general, if people would think harmony and not balance, I think there would be so much less stress in the world.
Oh, I do. I absolutely agree with you because I know the majority of my friends and guy friends, it's this constant thing of thinking that we have to handle everything at one time, every single day, and try and keep all of them, you know, in the air at the same time. It's crazy. And now for, you know, to go and say, no, they just need to be in harmony with one another, that's amazing. And if I've learned nothing from this show today, that is one huge one for me.
Well, let me give you another thing that I share with my clients. With my Developing the CEO Within You program, one of the things that I teach my clients is that they have to define what a successful day is. And that's near the end of the program that we do this.
Right.
But most people have a to-do list a mile long.
Right.
And they think that if they don't get that to-do list done, they are a failure. Now, they may not say it, but somewhere subconsciously, they feel it.
Right.
I always tell my clients, a successful day is what you tell yourself a successful day is. So if you tell yourself a successful day is, one, I have picked two or three maximum things that I am going to work on today, and as long as I get one or two of those three things done, that's a successful day. The second thing I have them do is say to themselves, okay, if today totally got crazy and I accomplished none of the things on my to-do list, did I at least do something today that moved me towards my long-term goals? If they can do those two things, every day of their life can be successful.
Wow, that's wonderful. And I know, I'm sitting here, you know, thinking to myself, and for me that was wonderful. But I know so many people out there that need this information. You know, it's just, you know, because we beat ourselves up on a daily basis. You know, because, well, I didn't get that done, you know, and I didn't get the laundry done, and I didn't get the groceries, and I didn't get, you know, and I didn't, I didn't, I didn't. So by the end of the day, when we go to bed, our brains don't shut off.
Absolutely. And yep. Sometimes the shutting off is due to stress. Sometimes it's just you're so wired from doing so much so day that you just can't shut down.
Right, right. You know, well, you know, I know that it's a very apparent that you love what you do. And can you see yourself doing anything else?
Right now, no. I am in the perfect spot for me at this point in my life. I wish I had heard of coaching 10 years ago. I really do.
I
am disappointed that I didn't get to it sooner, but I also know that it is perfect timing, because had I not gone through the 20 years of jobs that I did, I wouldn't have gotten all of the incredible experience to be able to run my business the way I run it and to be able to help my clients strategically plan their lives the way I help them do it.
No, I agree. You know, I wish I would have found this, you know, you know, many years ago, or move forward many years ago. But like you said, you know, there are experiences. There's a lot of experience that I've gained over the years of, you know, doing, being in the corporate world, and I wouldn't trade any of it for anything, because it's helped me to have the ability, the knowledge to start my own business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it is. It's difficult, but you know, so. One thing that I have a problem with sometimes, not all the time, but at times, you know, because I work, you know, by myself the majority of the time. I've got other people, you know, that are partners and stuff, but we're not in the same office or whatever. And so motivation, what motivates you to do what you do or to keep going each day?
I guess it boils down to the fact that every day that I get up, I'm excited about my life in general. And number two, because I'm so focused on making my business a success and I love what I do, it doesn't feel like work. So there's very little motivation that I need to do what I need to do.
Right. No, I understand. It's I love what I do, and I wake up in the morning and I'm excited about work, and I'm excited to, you know, to get busy and you know, but there are times, you know, whenever I get kind of taken back or whatever, or something happens, and you know, I feel like, oh well, you know, it's not moving forward as fast as I want it to, and my patience level is not there, and I just need to remind myself to just back up and slow down a little bit, and so I have to keep myself in check. You know, we've got a lot of women that are on our show, and they're at that point in time in their life where they're thinking about starting a new business or are starting, you know, to look for what they might want to be, you know, starting a business in or an entrepreneur or whatever. And what is some advice that you can give to them starting out?
I would say the first thing that they need to do is make sure that they have all their personal development skills in order. And here's what I mean by that. If you don't know how to cope with stress and you don't know how to manage your time, which are two huge things a business owner has to do well before they can even open up their doors to their new business. If you don't know how to do those two things well, then you need to stop before you do anything and get those in order. Because once you open up your doors, you can't, it's harder to learn how to manage your stress when you're stressed. It's harder to learn how to manage your time when you've got a million things to do because you're the only one doing them.
Absolutely.
So that would be the first thing I would say to do, is make sure that you either invest in a program or read a book or find a mentor, something, so that you can find out exactly how you manage your stress and develop the right coping skills, because the coping skills are the key to stress. And secondly, that you know what you need to do every day to manage your time. And let me give you a caveat to that. Managing your time does not mean that every second of your day you have control over. That is not managing your time. Managing your time means that you know instinctively what to do when something happens, whether it's in your control or not. You know how to prioritize. You know how to shift your gears. You know how to make decisions quickly on a second's notice. That's managing your time.
Right. Right. Exactly. You know, and if you're not able to do that, you're going to find yourself at the end of the day not having accomplished anything.
That's correct. And if you're opening up your own business and you're in charge of everything, you're going to feel like a failure every day,
right?
Which is worse.
Yeah, that's a terrible feeling. You know, I don't get that, and I don't have that feeling. But I do have friends that do that to themselves. You know, that they there are things that come in their way all day long. You know, phone calls or you know, someone comes to their office door, hey, you got 5 minutes, you know, and it's just on and on and on. So by the end of the day, they really haven't accomplished anything. And so, you know, the night we talk and they go, you know, I never get anything done, you know. So how do you, then while we're on that subject, how do you stop those, hey, you got 5 minutes?
Well, it may not be that you have to stop them as much as you know how to manage them. For example, if you, like, let's say the night before or the morning of, you know that you have three things that must get done today. One's a deadline. Another one's that if you don't do it today, it's not going to happen, and maybe something else is just really important to you. And you've blocked out time, excuse me, to make that happen, and somebody knocks on your door and says, hey, I need 5 minutes during that time, you need to ask them a question first. You need to say, listen, this is important to you, therefore it's important to me. Is this something that can be that needs to be immediately addressed, or is this something that can wait until I'm done doing with what I'm doing? That way, you are honoring the person that comes to you with a request, but yet setting boundaries for your time, which is important as well.
Absolutely.
And if they say this is a, you know, if they say no, this is an emergency, I need it right now, ask a follow-up question once you know what the situation is about to make sure it's an emergency, because sometimes people think things are that really aren't.
Right. Right.
And if it truly is something that's an emergency and it's a priority and it needs to get done, then you just, again, time management, you quickly rearrange your schedule to fit something in, to move it around or whatever, and you deal with that. But if it is not, then you say, listen, I really need to get this done. Here's a time frame that I have open a little bit later in the day. I'll pop into your office. I'll talk to you then. And then you go back to what you were doing and wait for them to walk out the door.
There you go. There you go.
It's setting boundaries.
It is. Setting boundaries in everything.
That's correct.
And everything, not only work, but relationships and everything. You know, so, okay, before we run out of time, I want you to tell us a little bit about any current projects and then also, too, where we can find out more information about your company.
Sure. I just wrote an ebook called Living Your Life on Purpose, Three Powerful Steps to Achieving a Thriving Quality of Life. And if you go to my website at www.begintoshift.com, you'll see on the left-hand side there's a little sign-up area that says free ebook. Along with that ebook, you get a complimentary subscription of my CEO Shift magazine, which gives great information and resources to have a thriving quality of life. And you have an opportunity to have a 15-minute exploration meeting with me at no cost, which will give you a chance to kind of share with me what's going on in your life to determine whether a coaching program may or may not work for you. And I've had several people request that meeting and not sign up for coaching programs because they didn't think it was in their best interest, and I'm okay with that. The 15 minutes literally allows you to make a better decision, because that's all I want. I mean, granted, I would love to have a million clients, but that isn't going to happen. I would much rather have you come to me on a just-in-case with serious intentions, and for you to say, I really just don't think this is a fit, and walk away, then for you not to know if I can
absolutely
help you.
Absolutely. Well, I will tell our audience that I have downloaded the ebook, and it's wonderful. I highly recommend it. It's got a lot of valuable information in it, and I haven't had the time to do my 15 minutes.
Well, when you're ready, let me know.
I sure will. I want to thank you so much for joining us today, and it was such a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you. I appreciate it as well.
Okay, we'd love to have you back again.
Okay, just let me know when.
Okay, take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Once again, just a quick reminder to our audience, and if you haven't already, please go to our website, sign up for to be a member of Kaylin Women. You can go to kaylinwomen.com, or you can click on the link on our profile page on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Sandra Levitin. Thanks for joining me, and we'll see you next time on Kaylin Women in Business.